Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Two Sisters Unscripted. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Megan.
And super excited to be back recording. It has been a pretty minute. We've just been quite busy and going through some things that this episode we're actually just going to kind of talk about and just fill you in on what we've been doing with our lives. So sit back and enjoy as we take you into our lives.
Your life's been a little more interesting than mine.
Well, I was just going to say, Megan, if you want to kick it off, you got one main thing, and then it's going to be the Caitlin show.
Seriously. Yeah, I had my gallbladder removed last week. It was fun, and I've been recovering. That is pretty much where, like, Caitlin was ready to record last week, and I'm like, no, not I. Sorry.
And now we welcome Megan to the shit zone. Wow, wow, wow.
No gallbladder. I'm the last one standing in our family that had it. Had it still in there.
Yeah. We're all going to hell. Organless. I don't know if that's actually a thing, but I feel like that is a thing. Like, some people probably think that if you have less organs, you're not fit to go to...
Well, that would be a new one in my book, so never heard that.
Oh, maybe I'm just making it up. I don't know. So, yeah, that's Megan's life. And, well, I hope you guys enjoy my voice, my accent for the remainder of the time, because this is my time now. So, as she was getting her gallbladder removed, you're probably thinking, oh, Caitlin, were you there with her? No, I wasn't. One, I had mine removed, and I had my lovely friend Adam with me. Not a family in sight. But Adam is with me. And actually, let me tell you a funny story. I feel like you probably have had, maybe not, some funny stories after this. But, okay, I had my gallbladder removed. I can't even imagine. Well, I can. It's probably like 10 times that, the pain that Megan has been feeling and discomfort with it. So, I had mine also removed, but I only had one incision, and it was, like, in my belly button, and that was it, right? Like, one incision, one and done. I guess other places do a little bit more, and that's unfortunate. I got very lucky. Shout out to my surgeon down in Miami. What up? Baptist Health. So, my friend Adam, I also lived with him. He graciously, drove me, and this is when we lived in a different city. Because we were in school at the time, or getting ready for school for our master's, and he drove me back to Miami. It was like a 2.5 hour drive, and we go back to Miami, and they're like, "Yeah, the surgery's gonna be at 5," and if anyone's been under anesthesia or whatever, they usually give you like this pre-anesthesia kind of sort of thing. So it's something to just kind of relax you and just get you feeling a little bit better to go into surgery. Megan, did you have this?
I don't know. There wasn't any talk of any like pre-anesthesia, but you better believe they gave me something to make my nerves a little more calm before I went in for the surgery. They didn't have a choice. I was like, so what are we putting in there first? And I was nice and relaxed as we were heading to the, I don't even remember leaving the prep room, so it must have been good stuff.
That's amazing. I can't say the same. And it's funny because the nurse is like, yeah, it's to get you relaxed. It's kind of like to get you, you know, for lack of better terms, a little high, right? So I was like, okay. And Adam is like hyping this up. He goes, oh my God, girl, it's going to be the best thing you've ever had, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say it like that. But he had surgery before, and he's like, no, this like, you don't, basically what you said, like, you don't remember, like, it makes you feel good, Oh, not the case. So the guy came back and he was like, oh, how you feeling? I was like, I feel the exact same. I'm like, I'm anxious. I feel the same. He was like, well, sometimes it just doesn't work for people. And I was like, well, isn't that something else, huh? So they roll me back to the operating room. I'm telling you, seeing the operating room is like the worst thing. I'm like, I'm in a fucking Saw movie. I'm like, this is, I actually don't think I've, did I ever say the F word in here yet? I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Dad. I'm in a Saw movie. It was like the scariest thing. And it was just like an eerie feeling, you know, like the walls are all white. Everyone's like obviously dressed in their, you know, appropriate PPE and everything. And I was just like, holy crap. So I will never remember this. The anesthesiologist comes in. He literally looks me dead in the face and says, why is she so alert right now? And I said, I'm trying to figure out the same thing. I'm like, why am I so alert? And I think really what made it worse was that they put, like, they put the mask on, which I think is what, like, some type of
laughing gas,
something like that, right? I don't know. But they put it on me. And she's like, she comes above me. Y'all, that was the worst. I started crying because I could not breathe. It was so hard to breathe it in. And I was like, I'm struggling. I'm like freaking out. She's like, just count down from 10. I'm pretty sure I got to 4 and that's too much. 6 numbers I had to count to get knocked out? Come on now. So anyways, they call Adam at 6 and they said it's an hour surgery. And they call Adam at 6. And he's like, wow, they weren't kidding, like an hour. And they're like, he's like, oh, you're all done? They were like, no, we didn't get started yet. So they're like, just go get her drugs. But so we left early, we got there, we came back, we didn't get back home honestly until like 3 a.m. It was a long day. And I try to, you know, I was so thankful he drove me, but I'm telling you, it was the funniest thing. We're leaving Miami. He pulls over to get stuff from the gas station, like whatever, to drink or whatever.
Yeah, he's road like, trip snacks.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'll take a water. I don't, thank God. I don't know if he left the car. I think he left the car running. I don't even remember. All I know is I woke up and we are pulling into our parking lot. I just remember him going into the store. And
I, you know what's funny? I don't remember the drive home from the hospital. Yeah, I don't remember. I know I was with Sean. He was there the whole time. But I don't really remember, like, the drive home. Like, it's all a blur. And we only live 6 minutes from the hospital.
Yeah. No, I knocked out. I remember like getting wheeled out to his car, getting into the car, doing all that stuff, getting into the gas station. And then I just remember him going in. And after that, we were pulling up to our apartment. And this is the funny story of it. And he will, I'm telling you, if anyone ever sees Adam and just happen to know who he is, ask him this because he will deny it. He'll be like, I was going to come back. So we get into the apartment. I'm getting ready for bed. And so the incision, like they cut, mine was in my belly button, but obviously you still, even if it's laparoscopic, like they still cut through your muscles, cut through all this stuff, right? Like use your core for every single thing. So I'm getting down into bed and my bed was actually high. So I couldn't actually get into bed. Like on my mattress. So it was like so high, like I couldn't physically like jump. It was like hurting so much. So I actually had to get him to, Adam's like a big guy. He's 6'4". Like he's a big guy. He's strong. So I was like, hey, please help me. Right. Like, sorry if you guys hear my air fryer, it's going off. But I'm like, please help me. So he helped me get into bed. I like struggled to like get back down onto my stomach. Iggy jumped up there with us, with me. It was just me. And the light is on. My sheets are off. Next thing you know, Adam walks out the room. I'm like, oh, excuse, what is going on? Like,
you left your light on and everything, right?
Like, I wasn't tucked in. Like, this man didn't tuck me into bed. Looking
like Patrick Starfish on your bed.
Bruh, I'm sitting there and I call, I'm like, Adam, right? Like, I was like, Adam. And he comes back and I was like, do you think I'm a serial killer? I was like, why did you leave me with no blanket, lights on? You think I sleep like this? And we just started laughing. Oh
my no. God. I've exactly. learned laughing is the worst thing it right now. It is
the worst. And so we started laughing. And then I'm like, I start crying because of pain. But then I can't stop laughing. It was like, so I'm like laughing, crying. It was like a mixture. And my God. He eventually did put the blankets on and turn the light out for me, but I was like, you definitely think like
You're a psychopath.
That's what I'm saying. I can
only
imagine, right, a serial killing psychopath sleeps like that. Unless, like, the only way, other way someone can sleep like that is if they're, like, just pure, like, so exhausted that they just, like, face. But at that point, I'm like, you don't even have got your PJs on. You're just in your street clothes, like, going to your bed, which is also crazy. Like, no, I don't, I'm not gonna, I don't even nap in my street clothes. Like, I nap in PJs. Like, I'm napping in stuff that I'm sleeping in. Like, you're not gonna catch me in my bed with my clothes that I wear outside my house.
No.
So that's the story of my gallbladder. Do you have any like similar crazy, like, not, it's not crazy, they're just kind of funny stories, but
Well,
well,
you had the nice counting backwards from 10 before you passed out. I didn't get that.
I'm cramping. I just know where this is
Don't
going. Oh my
stop.
God.
I can't laugh yet. I can't. It still hurts. So my gallbladder came out the Friday of Mother's Day weekend. And so the like multiple nurses were like, "Oh, you have kids. How many? Happy Mother's Day, blah blah blah." Well, apparently like the last thing I remember before waking up in recovery was them talking about Mother's Day. And they asked me, "Are you going to see your mom for Mother's Day?" And I just remember saying to these nurses, "Well, geez, I hope not." That was it. No context. Didn't tell him mom passed. Just, no, I hope I'm not seeing my mom.
Then she was knocked out.
Like, imagine the conversations they were having around me. Like, wow, this lady is mean. She doesn't like her mom, or what happened there?
No, they were probably floating a car. I mean, even if they might not even talked about it afterwards, but if they did, they probably put a bunch of things in there. And I hope someone at least said, well, maybe she passed away. And that would just, I mean, the dark humor is what gets me. Like, oh, you're gonna see your mom? I really hope
Like,
not.
really,
So will the
not
surgery
anytime
go
soon.
well? What
Yeah,
is
I'm
this?
about to go under. What are you talking about?
Right. And that's why I was laughing so hard at it, because I'm like, wow, that's perfect. Like, just the execution of that was flawless. And I know it wasn't a joke in the like when you said it, but like the setting of it, why you said it, when you said it, oh my, oh Lord, you can take that joke to stand up. That was, I was dying when you told me that.
Yeah, but you laughing makes me laugh and then cry because, again, coughing, sneezing, and laughing are the worst things you can do
What was
post
the other thing
gallbladder.
you said the other night? And I could not stop laughing. And then you started laughing. Oh God.
I don't
I'm asking
remember.
because you have a really great memory. Oh well, I'll take it back. we were on the phone like 2 nights ago, and I said something, you said something, and I said, oh my, and we just started laughing. I was like, dang, Megan, that is funny.
I don't remember.
Would you remember
I
laughing?
remember laughing because I was crying
Yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah, I don't, anyways, it's all right.
It
So,
will come to me.
but those are some good stories, man, about just
My
the
other one
aftermath of it.
is it wasn't like during the anesthesia or anything. It was the 2 nights later when I took the prescription, the pain meds that the doctor gave me. I was dreaming that people were trying to kill me. And then I woke up and swore I heard people in the house. I woke Sean up. I'm like, "You need to go downstairs. There's somebody in our house. I can't move. I just had surgery. Can't even protect my kids. I'm crying." There was no one in the house. So let's just say that was the last day I took pain meds.
Yeah, yeah, when they gave me my pain meds, that's when I figured out I was allergic to them. Because I never had, it was Percocet.
Yeah.
I never, ha for, I can't die from it, y'all. So, like, anyone out here trying to plot on me, oh, she allergic to Percocet. But I definitely had weird dreams with it too. Like, when I took them. So I, yeah, but I probably like did stuff that you probably shouldn't have done. Whereas like, 'cause I had school, so I got mine done July 2nd. and then I drove myself to school on July 5th. And I walk in and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I just had surgery, so I'm very uncomfortable. And she was like, okay. I said, all right. But yeah, so while you've been recovering, so she had her gallbladder taken out, and I was in Louisville.
Well, first of all, before we get any further, shout out to my sister who sent me an amazing Mother's Day gift. And I have a feeling this is going to segue into what she's about to spend the rest of the talk about. But Caitlin sent me a new Kindle so I could sit here and read while I was recovering. And I love it.
And you know what the wild part is? I sent my sister a Kindle because Mother's Day. And she wasn't even the first person who read from it.
No. Sean read something while I was in surgery.
And then he goes, this is amazing.
Yeah. He already downloaded more books.
Yeah, because it is amazing. Yeah, so.
Anyway, it was nice talking to all of you. Caitlin's going to talk about a Kindle, which means this is the end for me. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so, like, it was so funny. I was at work, and I said, yeah, I'm probably just going to stay a little bit longer. Like, my flight isn't, because I just went to take off work, like, earlier, and I was like, no, I'm probably just gonna stay a little longer. My flight's not till like 8:30. And they're like, I am good at this, okay? I have TSA pre-check. I calculate very like meticulously, but I also don't like sitting in an airport. I just hate doing it. I hate being around the people. I hate like I just wanna get there, get done. Like, you know, I'm very in my New York ways when it comes to travel, where it's like I want to get it done with and get to my destination. I'm the same way with driving. If I can, I would love to just go straight through. I hate stopping. So they're like, I get to the airport. I bought myself a Kindle. I get to the airport. And thank God I had that Kindle because I'm like, I thought I was going to get canceled completely. We had a really terrible thunderstorm here. And it just kept getting delayed, kept delayed. My flight was supposed to take off or board, excuse me. It was supposed to start boarding. Oh, yeah, so take off at 8:30. Y'all, we did not leave until midnight. And thankful for Brittany and Jacob, they picked my ass up still at 1 a.m. And I said, oh, my gosh, thank you. So
other people also show up to pick you up at 1:30 a.m. Just want to throw that out there.
I'm not talking about other people right now. I'm talking about Brittany and Jacob in Louisville. Yeah, she comes picks me up. She'll have to do that in a couple weeks. Yes. Shout out to my sister. So, anyways, I was reading this book. I got a Kindle. And I'm really like biographies and kind of like some nonfiction stuff. The last time I really got into like a sci-fi fantasy romance type thing was when I was in middle school with Twilight. And now when I look back at Twilight, I'm kind of like, you know, you, it's kind of like,
loved it at the time.
I was a Twilight girly. I will 100% say that. Like, I'm not ashamed to say that. I was really into Twilight. Like, going to the movies, really into it. Got like the little shirt, you know, whatever. Really into the Twilight movies and books.
What team were you? I never read them. I didn't care. There were like team somebody and.
It's Team Edward and Team Jacob.
Ooh, which one were you? Not that it means anything to me.
I genuinely don't remember. I feel like I was still conflicted. I feel like because every single book you read, it ended up making like you kind of flip-flop a little bit, right? Like, oh, well, maybe. Well, I don't know. Maybe that was just me. But anyway, so it's nothing. So ever since those, like as I got older, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not really like too like into them. Anyway, so with the Kindle, I was able to download for free like this first book of this series called The House of Devils, and it's called The City of Gods and Monsters, and is by Kayla Edwards. Y'all, I like it so much so. Now, granted, I had 4 hours to sit in a, you know, I don't know why I'm going to say a Holiday Inn. It's so weird. Sit in an airport. For 4 hours. So I was reading this book, but I was locked into it. It was 730 something pages or 750 or something like that. I started it on Friday, Thursday, right? Waiting for the airport. And then I flew back on Sunday and I finished it on Sunday. I was locked in. I just finished the second book. There's a third book. I'm trying to slow my roller though a little bit because the fourth book doesn't get released until July. And then I just found out that there's actually a fifth book and a potential sixth. So I'm like, oh Lord. But when I looked, each book was like set out for a different year. And I'm like,
Oof.
I can't do this.
That's the
I was like,
worst.
I cannot do this. Why are you doing this to us, Kayla? I was like, I can't do this. This is crazy. So, either way, it's a really good series. Like, if you guys are into like the like sci-fi fantasy type thing, I think it's really good. And if you kind of like, what do they call, like, what do they say? A little smut, you know, like if you like a little smut in your books, is that what it is? There's a little bit in these books. So, and it is a little hot and heavy in the books. And anyways, I liked it though. It was, I think it was a good read. It kept my attention. I think it's like one of those books that I liked it so much. I really wouldn't mind going back and rereading them too. So, just FYI, it's called The House of Devils, and I think it's really good. So, but yes, I went to Louisville when my sister was having surgery, and I was with one of my close friends, Brittany, and her husband, who is also my friend Jacob. Brittany and I, we went to OT school together, so I hadn't actually been able to go visit her yet. And I went to visit, and Louisville's actually a pretty cool city. If it wasn't in Kentucky, I might consider being there. But I went to the YMCA there, and the YMCA is like seven floors. It's huge. It's, yeah, it's huge. It's a lot of floors. But I went to the YMCA. We went to eat, of course, eat, always eating. They took me around the city so I can take pictures. I took pictures with a big Louisville Slugger bat. It's like the size of a like a actual building. Took a picture with that. We Brittany and I went to a bookstore where I'm in my reading era, so I'm kind of happy because I'm like circling back to all the things I used to do as like a kid that like you know I love to read.
Oh, yeah.
Like as a kid, I love to read, so I'm circling back. So I went to the bookstore. I got The Alchemist, which a lot of people were have good things to say about that, and I've been wanting to get it, so I ended up just purchasing that. And then I purchased two books by an NPR host. Her name is Diane Rehm or something like that. But she, the first book, her husband passed away multiple years. He passed away after like a Parkinson's diagnosis and kind of living with Parkinson's for a number of years. And then her second book, she actually talks about like the choice to like end your life. And she's now an advocate for that. And I think it will be a really interesting read.
The medically assisted. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which I
That's
am
a
also.
whole podcast episode right
Yeah.
there. Whole
Yeah.
episode.
Yes. Which I am also an advocate for that as well. So
Same.
I'm excited to read those books too. I'll keep you guys posted on how it goes. But there is a is an app called Goodreads that one of my coworkers actually put me onto where you can put like all your books. So we went to a bookstore. They took me to an FC soccer game, Louisville FC soccer game, and I ended up getting a hat and I ended up getting a cup. And the cup is for a race in Louisville, which is their women's team. And I honestly think that the women's team, their colors, it's like a light purple. And I am honestly digging the light purple more than like the dark purple color of the Louisville team. So I'm like, all right, women know how to do it best. Always. So yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed it. And also it was the dog night at the FC game.
Oh.
So they had all these dogs. And this one German Shepherd was like below us, and I was watching the game intently. I did not even watch this or see this German Shepherd come up, and then it nudged me, and I was like, and it was like right beside me, so I was
Oh.
like, oh my God! So I just started taking the petting the dog while taking the game in the city, and the view was amazing too. So I think, oh, and then they took me over. I'm sorry. I'm like, this is, they took me over this bridge that you walk from like, It goes from Kentucky to Indiana. So I was in Indiana. Y'all thought I was just in Kentucky? No, I was in Indiana for like 5 minutes. So what's up?
Well, good. Just another state you can knock off your list.
Yeah. For a whopping 5 minutes.
Doesn't matter. You were there.
Yeah. So the bridge was fun. But overall, Louisville's dope. It's very, it's more progressive than what people would obviously like assume Kentucky to be. So I would recommend, if you guys haven't been, it's like a really cool city. I liked it a lot. And then as soon as I went, Brittany and Jacob were like, you know, they have hospitals here. You know, you can apply here. And I told them, I said, yo, if you get something with like, you know, the place that I'm not going to jinx it, but like, you know, the place I'm trying to get into.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, if you hear something, let me know. If you get the in, let me know and I'll apply and I'll try to be there.
Caitlin's just having the time of her life and I'm just over here sitting in a recliner for a week and living my best life. But oh, it's been a quite a week, and I feel the worst part of the whole healing thing is like I can't pick up my kids for 6 weeks because they're over 20 pounds. So yeah, I've just been navigating that and dealing with Keegan, my youngest, who is a mama's boy, does not, I mean, every time he's hurt or cries or sad or happy, he just wants his mama. So he's been trying to climb me like a tree, and every once in a while I gotta yell at him and he climbs back down and then he cries and makes me out to be the bad guy. But I'm just over here talking to an empty screen because Caitlin went to take her dinner out of the oven. So it's just you and me, listeners.
Don't do that to me. I texted you saying, hey, can you take over? I just got to get my dinner. And you're like, yeah, fill the void.
But there's not, I mean, I know this episode is about catching up with life, but geez, I haven't done anything in a week and a half. But, well, I did get to go to the park with Sean and the kids and watch them play. It sucked not being able to run after them and go down the slide and push them on the swing. But we're getting there. But we'll be back in action soon. Oh, there she is. Hello.
All right. So she put me on blast. Yes. I was cooking dinner during this. I was cooking some salmon. And then in my air fryer, I put some roasted potatoes and onions. Mm. And then I just threw in some roasted broccoli and cauliflower. I will always, always do air fryer or
crock pot.
It just makes things easier. But, yeah, so Louisville was great. Shout out to Louisville. And then I talked about my Kindle. Love that. I started at a new gym I'm really excited. I'm starting to train for a different kind of event. I won't say it yet. Not like I have, like, many people watching my life. But, I don't know, like, the element of surprise. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is what I've been training for. But I'm training for a specific event in 2026. And I'm just, like, really, really excited for it. And I started going to a new gym. And so far, the atmosphere is great. So far, it's, like, smaller classes. I like it because you can kind of go in all hours. You just have like the app to get into the app inside. To get inside.
It's like how it works.
Yeah. Yes, you can use the app to get inside. The style. Yeah, it's the style's not that, but yeah, it is open 24 hours. It's kind of like a CrossFit-y type of gym, mm-hmm. but they do Olympic weightlift in there. They do like a lot of different things there. But when you walk in, that's the atmosphere you get is that. But yeah, I'm really excited. It was funny when I went to, because I've been thinking about it. You know, I've been thinking about it for months, and I told you about it. And I finally just did it because I'm like, why am I sitting on my hands on this? Like, I keep talking about it. It's something that I want to do. So like, I might as well just do it. And I don't know if it was like anxiety, like a fear of starting something new, of going into an environment that I'm not used to. Like, yeah, I'm familiar with a gym environment, but like a commercial type gym, not like a gym like this. So, but I just did it and I went at the wrong time, But because they're like preparing for the Murph, and I'm like, Lord, Lord. And
Yeah, it's that time of the year, Memorial Day
yeah,
weekend.
for Memorial Day weekend. And the Murph's intense. And so today we did like 2 400-meter runs, 20 pull-ups, 40 push-ups. I'm like, oh my God. But so far, it's just really cool. So I'm excited
Good.
for that. I'm excited for that, and that I'll keep you guys in the know-how of what I'm actually training for eventually. And I got a KitchenAid
Oh, and
cake
it's so
mixer.
beautiful. It's so beautiful.
So I mentioned how, like, when I was a kid, I really liked to read, and I'm kind of getting back to that. So something I also loved is I loved like lavender. Like that was one of my favorite colors as a kid growing up. It was also our mom's. Like our mom was like really into lavender and purple. But I love like purple was my favorite color. But I would say it was probably more so like lavender as a
Yeah.
kid. Like so I just loved that color. And then like as I got older, I still liked the color. But I mean when you see me out, like I'm literally wearing black or that's
Black.
it. Oh
Yeah, no,
yeah, like that's
same
it
here.
actually.
We get dressed to leave the house no matter where we're going. I throw on black leggings usually and a t-shirt or something and a hoodie. And
Yeah.
Sean's like, "Are we going to a funeral?" And
We might be if you keep it up.
the other day I had on black biker shorts and a black tank, and he was like, "Oh, a summer themed funeral this time." Turd.
But
No,
yes.
it's just what I own.
So yeah, usually I'm in black of some sort, but so lavender. So I got a lavender color KitchenAid
It's
and
beautiful.
it is beautiful. I am in a cake pop era. So I'm gonna try to start making cake pops. I already did one, and I've been following this woman on Instagram, Cakes by Katie. And her things look fantastic. So I try to do it the way she did it, and it wasn't like it was terrible, but I wasn't like thoroughly impressed. And I think it's probably like the flavor box. Like I'm making the cake first from a box. Yeah, I'm putting effort into this already. I'm not gonna try and make a cake from scratch. We ain't doing all that. So I'm getting it from a box, and I did the white flavor. Like the only ones I had in the store was white and vanilla. I feel like yellow
Vanilla.
will probably be right. So I'm gonna try that next. I feel like yellow will probably be like the better option, I feel like. Or even like the chocolate, right? But or the the cherry one that just came back out. Yep, that'll be it. But so I did that, and I was telling people, I was like, no, like all she does is she bakes it and she puts it in it and then she mixes it. She don't put nothing else, right? So that's why I'm like, I wonder if it's because I did like the white, but I'm gonna go to the store. I'm gonna get some frosting and kind of add it in there, kind of see like what's the vibe with the frosting in there, but frosting, not icing, and where we'll just kind of we'll see. But the KitchenAid is beautiful. It's like such a beautiful KitchenAid, lavender, and then I was on, I don't know if Amazon or something, but reluctantly saying, I think it might have been Target actually. No, it was an ad on Instagram that brought me to Target. Because then I found Target. Yeah, so Beats by Dre, they came out with newer Beats and they were like $50 off. So I was like, hold on, let me see. I was like, I really don't need a new pair of headsets. I don't. But
They were purple.
they were lavender, y'all.
So
So
beautiful.
yeah, my ass fucking spent money on new headphones, which I really don't need. But I got them. So,
Need them because they're purple.
well, I just bought this other new pair of headphones, which is why I said I didn't. I got these pair of shocks that, like, I got them because they don't sit directly in your ear.
Yeah, I've
So
seen
I was
those.
like, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna get those so they're not like sitting directly in my ear because I'm low key deaf a little bit. But so I'm like, and I got like a purple phone case. So I got the purple phone case to trade out with my black one. I use my black phone one for work, and I'm like, I just don't really want to have like my life phone case the same. But yeah. So I'm going to be whipping up some cake pops while reading my Kindle after returning from the gym. So I really will never lose weight. It's just going to, because I'm going to put the cake pops. So, and then my friend Danasia, she was like, I'll taste test the cake pops. I said, you know what? Perfect. Because the first batch, I didn't let no one taste test them. I ate them. I was like, nope. Because I was like, I just know, like, they were okay, but they weren't.
Yeah.
I didn't want someone to taste it. Yeah. I'm like, I still wanted to taste, like, wow, you know, be like, oh, these really aren't bad. Versus,
Caitlin,
we can do better. Yeah. So, but, you know, my sweet tooth always gets the best of me anyway, so I was going to eat it regardless. But that is the catch-up of Caitlin and Megan.
Yeah. No, wasn't much happening in my life at all this week. I read a little on my Kindle, caught up on some of my shows. That's it.
Yeah, I have to. I'm so locked into my reading right now. I ended up watching SWAT last night, but
did you see what I sent you?
No. Oh, yes. I saw that. No, I was catching up on SWAT, and
No. Yes.
I'm like 6 or 7 episodes behind. I know. Well, when I catch up, this past month, the weekends I'm not working, I've been traveling, and now when I come back, I'm on my long week, so I haven't really been doing anything. So I realized.
Well, good.
I
had, when like, we a half- order, when we order our Mr. Sub platter, and go get cupcakes to just sit here and eat, we'll catch up on SWAT. I already finished it.
Well, I might be able to catch up on it. But what I've been trying to say is I was halfway through an episode. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to finish this episode. I finished this episode and I was like, I got to go to bed. So like I couldn't even, like, so I just watched half an episode and then I went to bed. Last night. So yeah, and that's because I woke up at 2:30 in the morning going into Sunday morning and I could not get back to sleep, so I was like, well, I guess I'll just read. And then
when in Rome, find the Kindle.
Right. So I read until I went to worked, and then when I got out of work, I read to finish the book. So I'm like, Sundays I do a half day at work. So like I came to read, finish my book, and then I didn't even take a nap because then I went and watched. Oh, and then I saw the movie Sinners. Good
blah, blah,
movie.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm not saying anything about it. Okay. I'm just saying it's a good movie. I genuinely also recommend it. I was a little nervous because of like all the hype that is around and on social media, and sometimes I feel like when it gets, like, a movie gets hyped up too much, like, I go in with different expectations, and then, like, I'm just, no, this movie was good. It was a good movie, and definitely recommend seeing it. The ending, oh, and if you guys go see it, make sure you stay. There's more, like, after the credits, the initial credits, so make sure you guys stay and watch for after. But the ending before that, I was, like, bummed, but I was also, like, I was bummed about the one part of it, but the rest of the part gave me so much satisfaction, and I was like, yes, like, yeah, you get them, you know? I was like, yeah, yeah, so.
She was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, yeah, so, but it was honestly a really good movie, and I do recommend it, so. Aside from that, I've just been working. I say all this stuff and then I'm like, but outside of that, I'm working. So I live a busy life, a busy, normal life. Nothing is new.
Not on my end.
But, well, y'all, we hope you guys have had a wonderful last few weeks, and we apologize for not being able to get out some recordings for you, but we are back. We are ready to rock and roll, and we are looking forward to just being unscripted with you guys.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a wonderful week.
Do something that brings you joy.
Bye.
Bye.